Okay, let's begin. Torah Kuf Beis in Likutei Moran, chapter 102. This Torah is based on a pasuk which Paroi said to Yosef HaTzadik, Ato Tihiye Al Beisi, you will be over my house, you are appointed over my house, Val Picho Yishak Kol Ami, and on your say-so, my entire nation will be nourished. Knows you are in charge of the economy of Egypt, which at that time was controlling the economy of the world. Rabbein Azal says, "Ho inyan hu ki kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu loybora elo lechvoidoi kedei legalois malchusoi. Everything that Hashem created, He created for His honor, to reveal and broadcast the kingdom of Hashem. And when we reveal Hashem's kingdom, then the klipois, the forces of Tumah, become subservient to the Shechina. They become under the control of the Shechina. When Hashem is hidden, when people do not acknowledge Hashem's existence, then the klipois are able to run rampant and to have more power. But as soon as we reveal the kingdom of Hashem, then the klipois become subdued and subservient." We just started chapter Kuf Beis, 102. Ube'eze inyan is galam el chusoi. How and when is Hashem's kingdom revealed? Kishemashpia rav tuv li Yisrael, when Hashem is giving a lot of good to Klal Yisrael, azay moidim kol echod v'echod ki malchusoy bakol mashallah. Then the whole world recognizes and acknowledges that Hashem's kingdom, Hashem is control over everything. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, the chapter that begins Lamanatseach beneginois mizmor shir, where it says there, Elokim yechonenu vivorchenu, may Hashem show us grace and bless us, Yoyer pono vitonu sela, may He shine the light of His face upon us, Lodas ba'oretz darkecho b'chol goyim yishuasecho, to make known to the world your path, and to make known to all the nations your salvation. And again, what these two psukim are telling us is that when Hashem is kind and benevolent to Bnei Yisrael, then the whole world recognizes His kingdom and His authority. Ubame yecholin lohirid hashefa. What can we do to turn on the faucet to get Hashem to send a flow of shefa to us? Al yedei hatfilois, through our prayers. Ki hatevois heim kelim lekabel hashefa, because our words of tefillah are vessels into which we can receive the sustenance that Hashem sends us. Hashem has what to give, and Hashem is always giving. But the problem is, if we don't prepare vessels to receive, then we cannot receive. And if Hashem sends a flow and there's no vessels there, it'll spill all over, it'll be wasted, chas v'shalom, or cause harm and damage. So what's up to us to do in order to enable Hashem to send us a flow of shefa is for us to pray. When we daven, our tefillah, every word of tefillah is a vessel into which to be able to receive the shefa. We've mentioned in the past that it's written by, we know that the founders of official prayer, of standardized prayer, are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're the ones who gave us Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis. The Gemara tells us that the Torah uses a different verb for each one of these three forefathers and the prayers that they gave us. When it came to Avram Avinu, it says that Avram Avinu stood Bamokoim Asher Omad Shom, in the place that he had stood previously. And Rashi, the Gemara, points out this means where he davened before, where he prayed before. So by Avram Avinu, the word Amidah is used. by Yitzchok Avinu, it says, Vayetze Yitzchok lo suach basode. He went to speak to Hashem in the field. So the word sicha is used for the prayer of mincha, which Yitzchok Avinu founded. And for Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayifga bamokoim. The word pegiya is used to represent the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu, the tefillah of Arvit, the evening prayer. So if you take a look at these three verbs, Amida, Sicha, and Pegiya, the first letters make up the three letters of the word Shefa, to show that Tefillah, our prayer, is what enables us to receive a flow of Shefa from Hashem. This prayer refers to Shachris Mincha Arvis, it refers to reciting Tehillim, it refers to Hispoidedus, personal prayer, every type of prayer. V'al kein kol echod yizoher b'tfilosoi sheyispalel bo'ifen sheyuchal oirer ha-shefa bo'ilam. And since Hashem's ability to give us shefa is dependent on us providing the vessels, which is accomplished through tefillah, therefore each and every one of us has to be very careful about our tefillah to make sure to daven in a manner that will initiate this flow of Shefa from Hashem to the world. Al derech shom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 37, Chayiv kolodom loymar bishvili nivro hoylam. Every single Jew is required to say and to believe that the world was created for me, meaning that I am responsible. I am responsible. And one of the ways that I take responsibility for the world is by praying, by davening properly. Ube'eze inyan yochoy loyer ha-shefa boilam. And again, what ingredient is there that's needed for us to initiate this flow of shefa to the world? Be'yira. It requires yira. Yira means fear and respect. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says in Brachas, page 7, Kol mi sheyesh bo yira shamayim, dvorov nishmoim. Any person who has true fear and respect for heaven, for Hashem, his words are listened to. So the Gemara is telling us that in order for our prayers to really be effective, we must have yira shamayim. Via shnei mine yira. There are two types and two levels of yira. Ho'echod, one is yira elyoina, a heavenly fear, shebo lo'odam lefamim, mosai shetirtze, which comes to a person at times whenever it wants. It's not something that's initiated by us, it comes. Val yira kazu ein schar. For that kind of fear, the person doesn't receive reward. V'yesh yira shebo lo'odam mikoyach odam atzmoi. However, there is a different type of fear of Hashem that comes upon a person based on an effort by that person. V'yira zu nikro tzadik moishel yira selikim. That yira is the one about which the Pasuk is speaking about in Shmuel Anovi when it defines a tzadik. And it says, a tzaddik rules over Hashem. The Gemara says there, Hashem issues a decree, and the tzaddik has the authority and the power to nullify Hashem's decree. So, with what? Through his yira. Ube'yira kazu hatfilo nishmas. And if the person possesses this type of yira, a yira which the person developed, a yira which the person worked for to acquire, then that person's tefillah is listened to, v'shefa yoyred loylam, and a flow of sustenance comes down to the world, v'nizgale malchusoy, and Hashem's kingdom is revealed to all of mankind. V'zehu, and this is what we find in the pasuk that Paroi said to Yosef HaTzadik. Paroi said to him, Ato tihye al beisi, you will be in charge over my house, over the palace. Beisi hu yira. My house represents yira, K'moy Shomru Chachameinu Zal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 31, the Gemara says there, Chaval al delesle darto, v'taro le darto ovid. Woe is to the person who doesn't have a house and builds a fence for a house. First you have to have a house, then you put the fence around it. And the Gemara says there that the house is Yira, the house is Yira, respect for Hashem, and the fence is Torah. And the Gemara says there, first you need Yira, first you need respect and fear of Hashem. So we see that Bayis, Basi, refers to Yira. Ratzaloymar, this teaches us, Kishahat Tzadik, Moishel Beira Salikim, when the Tzadik rules, meaning his tefillah is very effective because he possesses Yira Salikim, Al Yideze, Val Pisha, Avalpicho Yishak Kolami. Through this, my entire nation will be nourished based on your words. The Targum Unkelis, the Targum says, the Almeimar Pumach, and from the words that come from your mouth, Hainu HaTfila, referring to the Tfila, Yitzan Kolami, will be nourished my entire nation. Hainu Sheyisoyer HaShefa Bo'ilam. It's this kind of tefillah, which is combined with Yira Shamayim, fear and respect for Hashem, that tefillah brings down a flow of Shefa to the world. V'zehu, and Paroi continues, Rak Hakise Egdal Mimeko. The only thing that will make me superior to you, the only thing that will put me above you, is the throne, that I sit on the throne. But you will have as much authority and power as me to control the whole economy. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Vezehu rak hakise. We know throughout the Gemara tells us that the words ach and rak are mutin. Whenever it says in a pasuk, ach ezeh, or rak zeh, those two words are limiters. They come to limit. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Rak hakise, hainu miut hamalchus, the smallness of Hashem's kingdom, the lessening of Hashem's kingdom, ki rak hu miut, kise hu himalchus, the throne represents kingdom. So the miut hamalchus, the fact that the malchus is small, egdal mimeko, will be corrected, will be increased through you. Hainu miut hamalchus, the fact that the kingdom of Hashem is small, kaviochel, she'ato hi b'miut, right now it's in a small state, nizgadel mimeko, it becomes elevated and increased and expanded from you. Ki mikoya hatfilo shehi b'yira, moirid shefa boilam, because as we explain in this Torah, as a result of a tefillah that has real yira with it, that brings down a flow of shefa to the world. And when shefa is flowing to the world, Hashem's kingdom is recognized and glorified by all. Baruch Hashem. Any questions?
This year, he's not. Doesn't seem that Rinafa is specifying years Ramu's years Onish is a combination of both of them.
In this chapter, he doesn't go into that. He just defines two types of yira, a yira that comes to the person without the person putting any effort to make it happen. And Rabbeinu Zal said that's not the type of yira he's talking about. And then there's another kind of yira which a person draws upon himself through his mitzvos and ma'asim tovim, and through his tefillah and Torah, and through his coming close to the tzaddik. I was just learning recently chapter 18 in Likutei Moran. There Rabbeinu Zal speaks about tzaddikim and coming close to the tzaddik. And there, in chapter 17, paragraph Beis, there he says, that when a person experiences a lack of yira and ahava, it's because the light of the tzaddik has become dark to him. It's because he doesn't have the proper connection to the tzaddik, because we receive yira and ahava through the tzaddikim. And Rabbi Nachman goes into it over there in chapter 17, paragraph 2. He goes into it to show how the yira and ahava come to us through the... towards the end of paragraph 1 and 2 over there, he explains, he shows how we receive yira and ahava via the tzaddikim. Of course, a person also gets it through learning Torah. But sometimes by learning Torah by yourself, you get it to a much lesser degree than when a person is zoche to hear Torah from a true tzaddik. Someone? Yeah. Another question?
Yeah, not necessarily a question, but I'm curious to get Rebbe's thoughts on this. Supposedly there's a Ramban, this week's parasha, the parasha of Shulchan, of Lechem Aponim, where he describes that the concept of Yesh Miyesh was part of the Bria of Gan Eden, meaning that existed, whatever it was for a bracha to be chal on, like the oil by the Isha Shanamis with Elisha, was the commonplace with Adam and Chava, and after the Chet, we lost Yesh Miyesh. But where there still is the Hashpa of Gan Eden or the light, like in the Beis Hamikdash, there still is that Mitzias.
I'm not that familiar with that. I know that we believe that when Hashem first created the world, it was Yesh Me'ayin. It was something from complete nothingness. And since then, since that time, in order for miracles to be performed, it requires, as you said, Yesh Me'yesh. There has to be something there in order for the miracle to be able to take effect. Okay. The next chapter, Kuf Gimel 103. Interestingly, the next two chapters are based on the same issue. Rabbeinu Zal gives two interpretations, sort of, regarding the fact that when Moshe Rabbeinu was shortly before his passing away, he spoke to the Jews about going into Eretz Yisrael. And 2.5 tribes, the tribe of Reuven and Gad and half of Manasseh, said that they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, seemingly, because of the fact that they have too much cattle. There isn't enough room. They want to stay in Eivra Yarden. And Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanded them very harshly for that, because he thought they meant that they're not willing to even go into Eretz Yisrael to help the Jews conquer Eretz Yisrael, or they're not interested in Eretz Yisrael at all. Whereas in reality, they really wanted Eretz Yisrael, just they felt that they have an onus, you know, that Hashem put them in such a situation that they have all of this cattle, and in Eretz Yisrael, the portion they have in Eretz Yisrael would not suffice to be able to pasture all of this cattle, so they must stay in Eivra Yarden. The next two chapters are going to address this. Torah Kuf Gimel, Issa B'Gemara, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 91, Kol hamoineya halacha mipi Talmud ki'ilu goizloi minachlas avos. A rabbi who holds back from teaching his student a law, the student wants to learn Torah, and the rabbi is holding back, he doesn't want to teach him, it's as if he stole that student's inheritance, or his heritage, his portion. Shenemar, because there's a pasuk that says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the Torah, Moirosha, which is our heritage. It's our heritage, it's our inheritance, it's something that was given to us by Hashem. Hashem wants us to have the Torah. So it's Yerusha, Moirosha Miloshin Yerusha. This is our inheritance. So if a rabbi refuses to teach a halacha to a student, he's withholding some of this Yerusha. וכיוון שרו מוישה, שבני רובן ובני גוד מנין בני ישראל מנחלס אבויסום, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Bnei Reuven and Bnei Gad are becoming an obstacle, blocking the Jews from their true inheritance, from Eretz Yisrael, by showing that they weren't interested in Eretz Yisrael, b'shvil ze koro lehem tarbus anoshim chatoim. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu used a very harsh language when he spoke to the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. He called them Tarbus anoshim chatoim. You're a group of sinners. The Targum Unculus, the Targum says, Talmidei gavraya chayavaya. You are students of rishoim, of wicked people. Interesting that the Targum seems to change the way we see, the way we would normally translate those words. The Targum calls it Talmidim, students of. So Rabbi Nazal says that Hadovor Hazeh Kibaltem Rabbanechem. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, this attitude that you have, you received from your rabbis. Sherabchem Gozal Mikem Halochos. Your rabbi stole from you laws, meaning they refused to teach you. V'halochos Heim Nachlas Ofos Kanal. And the Gemara had said in Sanhedrin that the laws of the Torah are our inheritance. That's Nachlat Avot. And now, gamatem hoilchem bedarchei avoseichem. You're following in the footsteps of your rabbis, of your forefathers. Uretzoinchem ligzol miYisrael nachlas avosam. And you want to steal from the Jewish people their nachala, the inheritance that they have from their forefathers, from Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, meaning the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ubeperekamo de Baba Basra. And we find in the first chapter of Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Ches, page 8, the Gemara there says on a pasuk, Umatzdike rabim kakoichovim. Those who judge the public favorably, those who find the good in the public, they're like stars, shining stars. And the Gemara says there, Elu malamde tinoikos. This refers to the people who teach small children. V'achshav, and now, Shero Sheheim Mechayvim Rabim, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that these people from Shevet Reuven and Gad, that they are being Mechayev Vetzibur, they're acting against Klal Yisrael, Shemeinim Lev Bnei Yisrael, they are causing the Jews to be disheartened about coming into Eretz Yisrael. Mestomo Gam Rabom Eino Matzdike Rabim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, probably your rabbis were also not matzdike horabim, ela mechayve horabim. Your rabbis were mechayve ram. Your rabbis were rabbis who looked negatively at everything. Bishvil ze koro lehem tarbus anoshim. That's why he called them tarbut anoshim. V'tirge munkelis talmidei gavraya chayavaya. The Targum says he was accusing them that probably your rabbis were also no good. By your attitude, the attitude that I see, that you are trying to dissuade Bnei Yisrael from wanting to get into Eretz Yisrael. You're trying to cool off their desire. You are an obstacle. Moshe Rabbeinu said, it seems that you're taking this from your rabbis. Okay, this is one Torah on this subject. And now we have a second... Yes, please.
What happens if the Rebbe's tired or if the Rebbe has too many... What's considered?
I'd have to look into it more. It would seem that it means in a situation where the student qualifies, where the student really wants to learn and he's a good student, all the criteria that's there for being a proper student is there, and the rabbi could teach him, and yet the rabbi holds back. He's not willing to share the information, to share the knowledge, or for whatever reason, the rabbi isn't fulfilling his full responsibility in giving what he can to the student. But again, we could look into that Gemara possibly more and see if the Shulchan Aruch comments on it to know exactly what it's referring to. Torah Kuf Dalet. Now this statement, Rabbi Nazal says, it's written in the Medrash. Rav Nosson Zal points out that this is quoted also in the Sefer Chassidim, paragraph 137, and also in the Sefer Reishis Chochma, in Shar Anova, the fifth perek. They quote this medrash that Rabbeinu Zal is going to quote now. Isa b'medrash, We find in the Medrash that it tells us, Bishvil she'omar Moshe, libnei God, tarbus anoshim chatoim, that because Moshe Rabbeinu used such harsh language that he called the Bnei God people sinners, people sinners of a culture of sin, sheben bnoi ovad lepesel micha. The punishment for this was that Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson worshipped an idol, pesel micha, the idol that Micha established. Rabbeinu Zal asks, Vahadovar kosher, it seems to be strange. Ma inyan ze shel tarbus anoshim chatoim lo'ine sheloi sheyavoy ben bnoi avoy desora. What's the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu calling them a bunch of sinners and him being punished that his grandson should become an idol worshipper? Vateritz, the answer to this is Ki omru chazal, our rabbis tell us in the Gemara in Ksubas, page 101, Kol hador b'chutz laretz ke'ilu ein lo eloka, that a person who's living outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he does not have Hashem. Va'omru chazal, and the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 97, ha'choshed b'ksherim loike b'gufoy, that if someone accuses another person of doing something bad, and that person really didn't do it, then the accuser becomes punished with his own body. Umoshe ha'yachoshed oisam, she'bnei Reuven u'bnei God einam roitzim b'Eretz Yisrael shum chelek. Moshe Rabbeinu was accusing the Bnei Reuven and Bnei God that they don't want to have any part in Eretz Yisrael. That was the accusation. Oh, so you don't want Eretz Yisrael at all. Which wasn't really true. They did want Eretz Yisrael. So if they don't want Eretz Yisrael, then they are Bnei Chutz Laretz. They're people who have an opportunity to come to Eretz Yisrael, and they're rejecting it. So they're Bnei Chutz Laretz by intentionally. Nimtza she'ein lehem elokai. So Moshe Rabbeinu is accusing them that they don't have Hashem. Bishvil ze nenash beben bnoi sheloi hayoloi elokai. Therefore, the punishment was that one of his descendants, his grandson, rejected Hashem, chas v'shalom, worshipped idols. Ki heim ksherim hayu bedavar, because they were really innocent here. Ki rotzu lito el chelik b'Eretz Yisrael gamkein. They also did want a portion in Eretz Yisrael. It's just that they had this problem, the problem with the cattle, and therefore they said, we need a solution. We can shecht all the cattle, or if we want to maintain this cattle, we need land that can provide pasture for them. And therefore we need to stay in Eivra Yardin. Now, interestingly, the Parparois L'Chochma, one of the major commentaries on Likut Imran, comments on this chapter that if you look in the psukim there where the interaction takes place between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Bnei Reuven Bnei God, it says there Al Tavireinu Es Hayarden, that they did say, do not take us across the Jordan River. And then afterwards they also said Ki Loi Nenachel Ito Me'ever LeYarden V'Ola, we will not take a portion with the rest of Klal Yisrael across the Jordan. And the Parparois L'Chochma explains, it's not because they didn't like Eretz Yisrael, the way Moshe Rabbeinu was accusing them, like the Meraglim, like the spies, who tried to dissuade the Jews from wanting to go into Eretz Yisrael. Rather, by them, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael was very important to them. They would have loved to take a portion in Eretz Yisrael. It's just the fact that they had all of this cattle, this is what forced them to plead, to request from Moshe Rabbeinu to give them a Nachlo and Eivra Yardin. So that therefore they are considered onus, as if it's an onus. They're not considered people like they don't have Hashem, they're rejecting Hashem. And this is why they said, Ki bo nachloseinu eilenu me'evra yardin mizrocha. Meaning, we would love to take a portion in Eretz Yisrael with everybody else. Just what can we do? We have this mikne rav, and therefore that's causing us to take our nachla on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael, which is what today Jordan, what's called Eivra Yardin. And that's why Rabbeinu Zal uses the wording ki rotzu litoil chelek b'Eretz Yisrael gam kein. They did want a portion in Eretz Yisrael. In our Likut Imran, you don't see it, but the Parparois L'Chochma says that he had a version of Likut Imran where it said, Kimuva b'mesechta Kiddushin, as is found in the Gemara in Kiddushin. And he mentions in the beginning that in the Gemara Kiddushin, it does not say that. It doesn't say that they rejected. On the contrary, there in Kiddushin, page 61, it explains that this that Moshe Rabbeinu explained, that if you don't go with us, come with Klal Yisrael to help take over the land of Eretz Yisrael, then you will not get Eivra Yardin. That was for their benefit. Because again, if they won't join Klal Yisrael, meaning they won't show a love for Eretz Yisrael, then they don't deserve Eivra Yardin. Then they're idol worshippers, they're sinners, etc. And he says, take a look in Rashi over there, that Rashi says that the only reason why they refused was because of the Mikne Rav. It wasn't any display of lack of love or respect for Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to try to help them, that they shouldn't lose their portion in Eretz Yisrael, thereby telling them that their mission is to go chalutzim. They should lead the forefront, of Klal Yisrael going in and taking over Eretz Yisrael. So again, initially Moshe Rabbeinu might not have realized to what extent they wanted Eretz Yisrael, but afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu understood that they are not being memayis in any way, they're not despising, showing despise for Eretz Yisrael, it's just this problem of the Mikneh, that's the only thing that's blocking them. Baruch Hashem. Yes.
It says it's brought in Sefer Chassidim.
Yes.
But we don't know the original source of the Midrash.
Maybe we could take a look there just a moment to see if they quote the source of the Midrash. Just a moment. We're looking, trying to see if we can look up where exactly the Midrash is that Rabbein Azal quotes here. Kuf Lamed Zayin.
Rabbi Maimon?
Yes.
Back on the previous Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yes.
Why talk to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why was he chayshed them? Why wouldn't it be that he would at least ask them what their intention was?
I'm going to read now from the Sefer Chassidim, which I hope is going to address your question also. This is in the Sefer Chassidim, paragraph 137. He says here, on the pasuk, Bechol derochecho do'ehu, have Hashem in all your ways, in everything you do. He says, Kol odom yirei shamayim, kishehu koyes al oivrei avera, a person who has tremendous respect for Hashem, when he gets angry because he sees people committing a sin, Yishkoel Kasoy should weigh his anger very carefully, measure his anger, to make sure it's not that he lost his temper and he's not thinking clearly, but rather to make sure that he's thinking very, very clearly before he accuses anybody of having done something wrong, doing an Avera. The Yilmoid mi Moshe Rabbeinu. He says we should learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, the Gemara is quoted from Brachas Daf Ches Amid Beis. Moshe Rabbeinu getting angry at them. The fact that his grandson served Pesel Micha, it seems that this is found in Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, a famous medrash called Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, chapter 41. And he says, Afal pi shelashem shamayim hu koas, even though Moshe Rabbeinu's intention was l'shem shamayim, hakol tzorich mido, everything requires careful, careful measuring. V'chein b'schoik shel mitzvah, that's regarding kas, anger. On the other end of the spectrum, when a person's celebrating, having a good time, simcha shel mitzvah, in other words, when people are doing a mitzvah with tremendous joy and happiness, al yarchik hakas, meaning that a person there also, not to take it to extreme. If a person sees people, being wild, even from simcha, to make sure to put controls on it so nobody gets hurt in the process, etc. I just heard, I think last week, of a chassan who was attending a wedding before his wedding, and they were dancing a little wild, and he broke his leg. And he's going to be in a cast until his own wedding, including during his own wedding. Sometimes people take things a little far, and have to be careful. But here, in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's an incredible chiddush, because we know Moshe Rabbeinu's patience was tested many times, and he passed the test usually. Here, who knows, maybe Mineshamayim, there was some reason why he had to say those words, why it had to play out this way. But the Sefer Hasidim tells us that it should be a lesson to us, because unfortunately, many times you have people who are zealous and they see somebody doing something and right away they want to yell at them, get angry at them. And a person, we're being told here to be careful, to be extremely careful.
Maybe it's also what you mentioned earlier, that even though Meraglim happened 38 years earlier, then it was so strong in Moshe Rabbeinu's memory.
Exactly. That influenced him also. One possibility is because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had already experienced with the Meraglim. These were great people, and yet they fell, they succumbed to the Yetzirah, and they served to try to dissuade the Jews from going into Eretz Yisrael. So now Moshe Rabbeinu saw, we're almost there, and now this group, another group, is coming now to give reasons why we shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. But in any case, for us, we're told, you know, that we're not Moshe Rabbeinu, so we need to be exceptionally, exceptionally careful when we accuse somebody. Unfortunately, there are too many stories of students who got accused by rabbis, or children who got accused by parents mistakenly of something they didn't do, somebody else did it. And because the students saw that the rabbi could accuse them falsely and embarrass them publicly in some cases, things like that, that caused the person to cut their connection to Yiddishkeit in some cases. So we certainly need to be extremely careful about this. Torah Kuf Hei, which is based on a pasuk in the Shira Sayam, in Oz Yoshir. Ozi v'zimras ko v'yehili lishua. My strength and my song to Hashem, that's what brought about my salvation. This Torah, we're going to have two versions of it. Rav Nosson Zal first writes the version that he received from the other students, because he wasn't present at the time that this shir was given. And then Rav Nosson Zal rewrites it in his own words, where it'll be much easier and much clearer. Hine ha'olam tzrichim rachamim gedoilim hein baruchnius hein begashmius. The world needs major kindness from Hashem, both in physical, materialistic issues and spiritually. V'kol echod mevakesh rachmim ve'ein yodea heichan hu. And everyone's searching for this kindness of Hashem, this super kindness of Hashem, and they don't know where it is. V'horachmim hu le'enei koel. But this kindness is actually in front of our eyes. K'may shekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, lo'y rechoikahi, v'lo'y ba'shamayim hi. It's not far from you and it's not up in heaven. Referring to the presence of Hashem and a connection to Hashem. V'hine Isa b'zoyar, the Zoyar HaKadosh tells us in the Idra Rabbah, Is Rachamim v'Is Rachmim. There are two levels of kindness by Hashem. Is Rachmim Pshutim d'Zerampin. There's the lower level of kindness that's called the Rachamim of Zerampin, which is a Rachmonis that has good and bad. It has kindness and judgment mixed into it. V'is rachmim gedoilim da'atikos timo. And there's a much higher level of kindness on the part of Hashem. That's the kindness of atik, of atikos timo, which is the kindness of the keser, from coming from the crown of Hashem, the highest place. K'may shekosuv, as we find in a pasuk in Yeshaya Novi, where the pasuk says, Hashem says, the beginning of the pasuk is, berega kotoin azavtich. Hashem says, I left you in a second. Uverachamim gedoilim akapzech. And with great kindness, I will gather you back in. So we see the pasuk using this term, rachamim gedoilim. Va'onu tzrichin rachamim. We certainly need Hashem's kindness. Ach bavoineinu harabim, badoir hazeh, ein mi shispalel kach, sheyucha lahamshich harachamim. However, unfortunately, due to our many sins in this generation, we don't have a person who could daven in such a way that he could bring down this kindness of Hashem. Machmas she'emi she'yakir gedula saboire kol kach. because there isn't anyone who could recognize and understand the greatness of Hashem to such a degree. Mipnei goydel hagolus v'hadachkus, because of the fact that we are in exile for such a long time, thousands of years in exile, and all the pressures and all the difficulties we're going through, we've become small-minded. We can't think big, in a sense. We can't really think about how huge, how great Hashem really is. So we're not reaching out for that Rachman Gedolim. V'akodesh Baruch Hu bi'atzmoi tzorech lehispalel al zeh. And therefore, if we can't do it, then Hashem himself has to be mispalel for this Rachman Gedolim. K'de'isa b'gamor, as we find the Gemara says in Brachas, page 7, Minayin shakodesh Baruch Hu mispalel. The Gemara asks there, how do we know that Hashem himself davens? Shenemar, the answer is because there's a pasuk which says, V'simachtim beveis tefilosi. I will give them joy and happiness in my house of prayer. In the house of my prayer. So the Gemara says there, tefilosam loinemar. It doesn't say in their house of prayer. It says in my house of prayer. And the Gemara says, mikan, Shehakodesh Baruch Hu mispalel. From here we see that Hashem himself davens. And the Gemara asks, Uma mispalel, what is the tefillah of Hashem? And the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Hashem prays, Yehi rotzoin sheyichbishu rachmi eskasi, may my kindness overtake my anger, squash and quell my anger. Ubame yochoy lofo yishu yisparach yispalel. How do we make this happen? How do we get Hashem to daven like this? Al yedei Torah. It's through the study of and the fulfillment of the Torah. Ki bechol odom yesh boi chelek miklolius kol ha'ilamos v'tzirufam. Because every single person has a part of all the worlds and all the combinations of the worlds. Uvechol ma'ashu medabek esatzmoi l'shom hu mekasher chelkoi. And according to what a person attaches himself to, he also attaches his part of the world. The part of the world that's plugged into him, he's attaching it to that. Therefore, ukeshehu hoylech achar shrirus liboy v'tavosoy, if a person follows the materialistic desires of his heart, the foolish desires of his heart, hu mekasher chelkoy, then he's attaching his part of the world and his letters of the Torah that are associated with him, he's attaching it to the Sitra Achra. And the letters and the combinations of the letters get messed up. So they're not able to produce, they're not able to generate a true connection to Hashem. V'hadas gamkein misbalbel. And when these letters get confused, the person's brain, the person's intellect also becomes confused. V'hu golus hashchina. And this results in the divine spirit of Hashem being in exile. V'chol mi she'ein boidas. And we know that the Gemara tells us, if a person doesn't have intelligence, ein boi midas rachmonos. He also doesn't have the quality of kindness. Ukemashekosuv, kas bechek ksilim yanuach. Anger is found in the laps of fools. So a person who's a fool, who is lacking in das, doesn't have rachmonis. He has kas, he has anger, which is the opposite of rachamim. Lochein kol mi she'ein boi das, osol rachim olav. That's why the Gemara says a person who doesn't have das, you're not supposed to have rachmonis on him. The Gemara says in Brachas, ki ein boy midas rachmonis. Because a person who doesn't have das does not have rachmonis. And if he doesn't have rachmonis, you don't show him rachmonis. Ukeshishov b'tshuva shalema. And when the person does complete tshuva, they repent, they throw away their foolish desires, and they start devoting themselves to serving Hashem properly, Yoshuvu chelkov miklolius oylomois voices vatsirufim gam kein lemekoimon. then that person's portion of the worlds and the letters and combinations that are associated with that person will all be returned to their rightful place. Ve'oz hadas sholem, and then the das is complete, u'misoyer rachmonus, and this initiates kindness from Hashem. K'moy shekosuv, as it says in the pasuk, v'shov Hashem Elokecho es shevuscha, Hashem will return your returning. And the Targum there implies, Dahainu hachelik miklolius oilamois, asher shom shavui, that portion of the worlds which is in exile, which is in bondage, because of the fact that this person was involved only in foolishness and silliness, it'll be repaired. Azai, the pasuk continues, and then what'll happen? V'richamecha. Hashem says, I will show you my kindness. Ki hadas sholem, because when the das is complete, then Hashem can show kindness. K'mo yishomru chazal, as the Gemara says in Megillah, al posuk uvagoylo loy holach, there it's speaking about the nation of Moav, where they had their thinking was very clear. They had real das because they were not in exile. They didn't experience exile. Shekol dovar shehu b'mekoymoi daitoy sholem. The Gemara shows there that when a thing is in its place, it's not being bumped around and moved around from location to location, then that person can think clearly. Whereas when a person is in exile, and again, especially when a person is in exile with his taivas rois and midos rois, then he's not thinking clearly. There's no das, then there's no rachmim, and then Hashem can't show him rachmim. Ve'ikra tshuva tolui b'torah. And we know that the main tshuva is dependent on the Torah. We say it every day in Shemoneh Esrei, Hashiveinu avinu l'soyrasecha. V'hinei b'chol dover shebikdusha yesh boi gimel dvorim. Rabbi Nizal explains now that in every aspect of holiness, there are three levels. There's ibur, there's pregnancy, then there's yenika, after birth, the baby nurses from its mother, and then there's moichen. The final state is when there's a state of full intellect, intelligence. Again, when a child is being brought into the world, stage one is that the child is in the mother's womb. Stage two, the child comes out and is nursing, but is still very young, doesn't have any major intellect. And then stage three, when it's fully developed, it has moichen, it has seichel. Ki kol zman shadover bekoyach nikro ibur veleda v'yenika. Because so long as something is still in theory, it hasn't really come out to be completed, it's referred to as ibur and laid ibur in pregnancy. And then there's a stage of giving birth, and then there's yenika. Ukeshe'poshat hadover lasoi sapula atzricha. And when the object gets fully developed and it's able to accomplish what its intention is, let's say again, a person's building a machine, a certain machine that's supposed to do a certain activity. That goes through certain, first he's thinking about it, then he draws a plan for it, and again, then they start building it, and when it's complete and it's functional, completely functional, then it's called moichin. Ukeshaloime toira, when a person is studying Torah, they're also going through these three phases. Because when a person is first sitting down to study, and he puts his full concentration in the sefer that he's learning, and he hides himself, he secludes himself in the thing that he's learning, nikro ibur, that's called pregnancy. Like a baby in its mother's womb, he is totally enveloped by the Torah that he's trying to learn now. Ukeshaloimed haTorah umeivin ba. Now, when the person learns the Torah to the extent that he understands it well, nikro leida v'yenika, that's referred to as birth and nursing. K'mo shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Mishlei about the Torah, Dodeho yirvucha b'chol eis. Her breasts will nourish you all the time. So we see this term nursing is used regarding the study of Torah. V'achakach, and then afterwards, kishemevin dovar mitoir dovar, when the person has learned a lot of Torah, and the person is capable now of taking the Torah they learned, and taking A and B and putting it together to generate C, to present new revelations in Torah, new halachas, new things. V'roitza lechadesh bo, and he wants to bring forth new revelations in Torah, nikra moichin. That's referred to as moichin. Rabbeinu Zalkiya is referring to the Sifrei Kabbalah, which use this terminology very often. Ibor, Yenika, Leida, Moichin, this terminology is used there. Kide'isa b'gemara, as the Gemara says, on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Mimerchak tovi lachma, that the Torah brings its bread from distant places. So the Gemara explains, Ki atoira nikra aniya b'mekoima, vashira b'mokom acher, because the Torah sometimes is poor in one place and rich in another place, meaning sometimes you'll have a situation where the Gemara introduces a subject in one place, but it doesn't tell you much about it, very little. And it's only if you study further, you get to a different Gemara, there the Gemara takes that thing and expounds on it, gives you all the full detail, full information on it. Shetzorich lohavi raya mimokam acher. Very often, a person is trying to understand something in one place in the Gemara, and they cannot understand it unless they can bring a proof from somewhere else, from a different source, introduce something that clarifies it. Ulekach nikra chachma, and this is one of the reasons why knowledge of Torah is called chachma, al derech omarti echgema v'hi rechoyka mimeni, based on what Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, I thought I was smart, but I see it's still far from me. So again, we see that the Torah is this merchak. It's far away sometimes. Nimtza, kishemevin dovor mitoir dovor. And now when a person gets to a level where they've studied a lot of Torah, and they're able to bring things from one place to the other place to clarify, and he understands things that way, nikra moichin, that's called moichin hainu chochma. And when a person is learning on that level, oz hi tshuva gemura. When a person develops their learning to a state where, number one, they've learned a lot and they've gotten to a point where they can put together different things and derive new chidushim from that, that's tshuva gemura. Umekasher ha'oisiois vatzirufim shebechelkoi miklolies oilomois el shoroshin velmekoimum. At that point, that person's taking all the letters and words of his portion in the Torah, and he's connecting them, and his portion in all the worlds, and he's plugging it into its source, where it needs to get plugged in. V'nase beria chadosha. And the person becomes like a whole new person. V'oz hadas sholem. And then his das is considered complete. Umis oira rachmonas. And this can generate rachmonis. This can generate a flow of kindness from Hashem. This Torah, just like Torah Kuf Aleph, which we had earlier, Rabbeinu Zal's emphasizing studying Torah deeply and well, to a point where a person really understands it thoroughly, and he learns a lot, to the point where he can put together different parts of the Torah, like a person prepares a shir or a pilpul, drawing on different places in the Torah where it discusses this topic, or putting together things that seem to be totally disconnected, not related, and being able to show the relationship between all of them, how they're all based on a similar principle, or they help us develop a certain principle. Vehine al derech moshel. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, listen to this moshel, listen to this parable. Kishayesh shnei balabatim. When you have two regular people, not rabbis, ordinary people, one of them is a balabais, he's a working man, but again, he can write a check for $18, for $100, $200, those kind of denominations. V'habeis, whereas the second one, kishahu marachim, if he turns on his kindness, poyel brachmona shaloi yeshua shlema, He can write a check for $100,000, for $1 million. You need a building? Here's $3 million. Here's your building. Boom. Al kein, therefore, mi shetzorich l'rachamim, when a person needs kindness, lama loy l'shtamesh barachmanis shel rishoin, why should he go to the first one? Why should he use the kindness of the first one? V'loyil rak Yeshua muetis. The person will give him lunch money, or money that he needs for a day. Mutuv sheyispalel habalorachmim horishoin lebalorachmim hasheni veyifuel barachmim shelorishoin Yeshua shlema. Better to ask the first guy to approach the second guy. Better to ask the person who could write a check for $100 or $50, whatever it is, and say, "I don't want your check for $100. I want you to do something. I want you to approach the millionaire or the billionaire." And I want you to get a donation, get him to write a check. Kach Hashem Yisborach berachmim hapshutim shaloi mispalel umarachim al Yisrael berachmim gedoilim. So too Hashem kaviyochel. We said earlier that there are these two levels of rachmonis by Hashem. There's the rachmim of Zeranpin and the rachmim of Atiko Kadisha. There's the lower level kindness and the major kindness. Hashem uses his lower level kindness. When we said Hashem davens with his lower level kindness to his higher level kindness to bring forth rachmanis from there. Ukeshevoyme Torah kenizkar. And when a person studies Torah the way we mentioned earlier, where he goes through all the phases of Ibur and Yenika and Leida and Moichin, through that he activates, he turns on that is real, the Rachmanis, which is Das and this Tfila. Vezehu, and this is what the Pasuk means when it says Ozi, Vezimraska Ozi, Ve'ein Oiz El Torah. We know the Gemara says in a different place that Oiz refers to the Torah. Hashem Oiz Lamo Yitein, Hashem gave us the Torah. Zimraska Hainu hatfila v'horachmim shel Hashem Yisborach. The song of Hashem, that refers to prayer, tfila, and Hashem's kindness. We say lishmoya el horina ve'el hatfila. Tfila is called a song. And in the Gemara, rachami, the word rachmi means tfila. The Gemara says by Elisha Novi, ve'elisha do'ovid berachmi hu do'ovid. All of the miracles that Elisha Novi performed, he performed berachami. Rachmi means tefillah, because in tefillah we ask for Hashem's kindness. Oz, when a person has both of these, when a person studies Torah the right way, fully, and that generates tefillah, that generates Hashem's tefillah, that Hashem should be mispalil, Hashem with his rachmim pshutim should be mispal to his rachmim gedolim, then vayihili lishua, then I have a complete salvation. Again, you're going to see this is the first version. This is the version that Rav Nosson Zal received from the other students. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to say, he says, this Torah also is Miloshna Chaverin, but it wasn't really written clearly. He says, Ach achar kach shamati mipiv HaKadosh b'atzmo inyan tfilas Hashem. However, I once heard from Rabbeinu Zal's mouth, I heard him expound on the part of the Torah where he speaks about Hashem davening to Hashem. And he says, the who, and now he's going to explain that beautifully, very thoroughly and very clearly. We'll take this up in the next shiur, Mitz Hashem. Any questions before we sign off? Okay, in Mitz Hashem, I will be traveling this Wednesday. I'll be in Miami for about 12 days. And then I'll be in New York for one day only. I have to be in New York for a specific mission. And then I hope to be back in Eretz Yisrael. But I'm going to try my best that our Sunday shiur should continue. The two Sundays that I'm away, I'll try to make sure that we continue the shiur, Mitz Hashem, if at all possible.
Have a safe trip.
Thank you very much. Shavua Tov, Chodesh Tov to everybody.